Okay, we're on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom line, where it says Kriya Shema. We are learning about the different things that have to be said in the proper order. So we spoke about Hallel, we spoke about Megillah, and now the Gemara is up to Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, Kriya Shema. How do we know Kriya Shema cannot be read Limafreya, cannot be read out of order, has to be read in order? Excuse me, the Tanya, as the Braisa states, Kriya Shema Kichsava Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds a Kriya Shema has to be read Kichsava, which means in the language in which it is written. Okay, you have to read Kriya Shema Loshon HaKodesh. Chachamim Omrim B'chol Loshon. Chachamim say it can be read in any language. The Machlokas Tanoim, if you have to read Kriya Shema in Loshon HaKodesh, or you can read Kriya Shema in any language. So my time with the Rebbe is a little back and forth here. It's not so complicated, but just you have to pay attention. It's a little back and forth. It says the Gemara, my time with the Rebbe. So what's the reasoning of Rebbe, who says that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh? Amar Kra, turning the page to Yudzayin on the base, Vehayu, Vehavyasan Yehu. So the Pasuk in Kriya Shema says, Vehayu hadvarim ha'ela, asher anochi mitzavecha yom alavecha, Vehayu. So that means Vehavyasan Yehu, meaning how they are, they should be. The way that it's written, that's the way that it should be read. So that's how Rebbe learns that they have to be, that a Kriya Shema has to be read in Lashon HaKodesh. V'Rabbanan, my time, what's the Rabbanan's reasoning that you can read Kriya Shema in any language? Omar, because the Pasuk says Shema. The Pasuk says Shema Yisrael. V'chol Lashon She'ato Shomea. And therefore what that means is that it's any language. Any language that you hear, you can read Kriya Shema in any language that you hear. Asks the Gemara, so what does each one do with the other word? The Rebbe Nami Haksiv Shema. So what does Rebbe do with the word Shema? So the Gemara says, Ahumi Boile, Hishama La'oznecha Mash'ata Motzi Mipicha. He learns from there that you have to hear the words that you're saying. Right? And that's why when we daven, when we say Kriya Shema, you can't just inaudibly whisper it to yourself. You have to be able to hear it. Right? You can whisper still, but you have to be able to hear it. It has to be audible. You have to be able to hear it. The Rabbanan Savri, what do the Rabbanan hold? Kimadiyomar Akoriya Shema V'lovishmi La'ozno Yotza. So the Rabbanan disagree with that. The Rabbanan say that no, that if you read Kriya Shema in a way that you could not hear your own whispering, you're still Yotze. Asks the Gemara the opposite way. V'Rabbanan nami haksiv v'hayu. So what are the Rabbanan who say you can read Kriya Shema in any language? What do they do with the word v'hayu, which implies v'hav yosan yehu, they have to be, you have to read them in the way that it's written. What do they do with that word v'hayu? Hahumi boyilei shalo yikra l'mafreya. So that teaches us that Kriya Shema has to be read in the way that it's written, meaning not in the language that it's written, but in the order that it's written, right? That's what you learn. Shalo yikra l'mafre, you can't read it out of order. The Rebbe, shalo yikra l'mafre minole. How does Rebbe learn that you cannot read Kriya Shema out of order? Midvarim hadvarim. So we learn that from the fact that the Torah says hadvarim, right? The Torah says v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela. The Torah could have left out the hay. It could have said v'hayu dvarim ha'ela. So why does it say hadvarim, the extra hay? So that's to teach us something extra that has to be read in the proper order. The Rabbanan hadvarim hadvarim lo mashman. The Rabbanan don't feel that an extra hay in hadvarim is meaningful enough to learn something from. Okay, so that's machlokas between the Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Do you darshan from the fact that it says the hay of hadvarim? Okay. Now, so says the Gemara, Lema Kasova Rebbe. So again, Rebbe holds that Kriya Shema has to be read in the order that it's, I'm sorry, Kriya Shema has to be read in the language that it's written, Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, Chevra, right? Kriya Shema has to be read in the language that it's written in, okay? So says the Gemara, Lema Kasova Rebbe, Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Lashon Nemra. So presumably you would make the argument that Rebbe holds that the Torah, the entirety of the Torah, can be read in any language, and that's why he needs to hold that Kriya Shema Dafka can only be read in Lashon HaKodesh. Because if the whole Torah could be read in Lashon HaKodesh, so why does it say V'hayu? Right? Why does it say V'hayu? Okay? If Kriya Shema can be read, Chevra, if Kriya Shema can be read in any, I'm sorry, if the Torah can be read in any language, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that Kriya Shema can be read in any language. So obviously the Torah can be read only in Lashon HaKodesh. So I need, I'm sorry, the Torah can be read in any language, so I need a pasuk of a Hayu to teach me that Kriya Shema can be read only in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof. Why? It's the Rich. Okay? What's Itzderich? It's the Rich. Salkadaitoch, because you might think Shema ki Rabbanan. You might think that Shema is like the Rabbanan. You might think that we're going like the Rabbanan. And Shema means you can say Kriya Shema in any language that you hear. Therefore, Kasav Rachmana Vehayu, and that's why the Torah had to write Vehayu, that you can only read Kriya Shema in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay? Now, let's say the opposite. Lema kasavri rabbanon kol haTorah b'loshon haKodesh nemra. So the rabbanon again, who hold that Kriya Shema can be read in any language, right? Kriya Shema can be read in any language. So presumably the rabbanon hold that kol haTorah can only be read in loshon haKodesh. Why? Because if you say the whole Torah can be read in any language, then lamali the mikhtav Shema. So why do I need Shema? Shema teaches me any language. If the whole Torah can be read in any language, so what do I need a pasuk for Kriya Shema? So the Gemara says it's the Rich. The Gemara says no, you still need that drasha. Why? Sakadayta chamina vehayu. Okay, Rabbi, because you might think to read the word vehayu like Rabbi, that tells me that it has to be read dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. So that's why, because of Rachman Shema, that's why the Torah writes. That's why the Torah writes Shema, to teach me that's not the case. That you can read Kriya Shema in any language. Tefila Menolot. So how do we know that Tefila has to? How do we know Shemana Esrei has to be said in a particular order? Why can't I just say whatever bracha I want in whatever order I want? So the Tanya, the Braisa, teaches us. excuse me. Shimon Apakuli Histir Shemana Esrei Brachos Lifnei Rabban Gamliel Al HaSeder BeYavne. So this happened in Yavne, a gentleman by the name of Shimon HaPakuli. So Rashi says he was called HaPakuli because his business on the side was that he would sell cotton. And cotton is called Pekula in Aramaic. So that's why he was called Shimon HaPakuli, Shimon the cotton seller. Anyway, so he in Yavne, he established the order of the Shmona Esrei of the 18 Brachos before Rabban Gamliel, and that's when it was accepted to recite the Shmona Esrei Brachos in this particular order. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'Yamrei Lav Masnis Tana, May have Esrim Zakenim Bohem Kama Neviim Tikna Shmona Esrei Brachos Ala Seder. So he says, no, it was actually the Anshe Knesset HaGadola, which was 120 Zakenim. Among them were some Neviim. They were the ones who established the order of Shmona Esrei. Okay, now the Braisa goes through all the brachas of Shmona Esrei. Here we go. Tan Rabbana. Minayin she'omrim avos. How do we know that you say the bracha of avos and you say it first? Shenamar, as the pasuk says, and we're basing ourselves on this kapitel of Tehillim LeDavid Mizmor. Hovu LaHashem b'nei Elim. That you should give to Hashem the b'nei Elim, the sons of the rams. So who are these rams? So Rashi says that we're talking about the rams of Eretz Yisrael, which is a reference to the Avos. Keep going. Minayin she'omrim Gevuros. How do we know that we say the second bracha of Gevuros? Ata gibor le'olam Hashem. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Havu la'Hashem kavod va'oz. Right? Give Hashem honor and strength. So strength is Gevura. So that's where we have Gevuros. Vayter, minayin she'omrim Kedushos. The third bracha, how do we know that we're supposed to say next? Ata kadosh. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Havu la'Hashem kivod shemo. Give Hashem honor and glory to His name, and bow down to Hashem in His holy abode. That's the first thing. So we have Avos, Gevuros, and Kedusha are all based on these psukim in this kapitel of Tehillim LeDavid Mizmor. Now, how do we know that Bina? How do we know that Atachonein is supposed to follow Kedusha, right? Uma ra olam arbina achar kedusha. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, v'iktishu es kedosh Yaakov, ves elokei Yisrael ya'aritzu. So we have one pasuk that refers to kedusha, that they'll sanctify the God of Yisrael. V'samichlei, and right next to that pasuk, you have another pasuk that says v'yadu toi ruach bina. Right, that those who stray will know knowledge. So we have this pasuk of knowledge of Bina right next to Kedushin. That's obviously Atachonein immediately following Atakadosh. Next, Umara Olomar Tshuva Achar Bina. So why do we say the bracha of Tshuva? Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Why do we say that bracha immediately following Atachonein? Yechsev, as the pasuk says, Ulevavo Yavin Vishav Verafala. Pasuk says that his heart will understand. So that's Bina. And then it says Vishav Verafala, and you'll return and you'll be healed. So you see Bina followed by Tshuva. So we say Ata Chonin, and they're followed with followed by Hashivenu. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, Lema Refua Basra de Tshuva. So then why don't we say Refua right after Tshuva? And we don't. We say Tshuva and then we have Slachlan. Right, so why don't we say Refua if we have a Shavar Afalo? So why don't we say Refua right after Tshuva? So Gemara says, Lo Sagadaydech, don't think that way. Tichsi v'yoshov el Hashem v'irachamehu ve'el elokeinu ki arve lisloach. Because we have Tshuva, and then what's the next thing we have? Slicha. Right, that you should return to Hashem, and then Hashem will forgive you. So that's why we have to have Slach Lanu immediately following Hashivenu. Umay Chaz is the Samchis Ahas Mocha Ahas. Why are we relying on that pasuk and not on the previous pasuk? We have two psukim. So one pasuk implies that Refua should follow Tshuva, and one pasuk implies that Slicha should follow Tshuva. So why do we rely on one pasuk and not the other? So the Gemara says, Kasav Kra Acharina, because we have another pasuk that says, Hasoleach L'chol Avonaychi, Harofe L'chol Tachluaychi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives all of your sins, and He heals all of your pain. Hagol Mishachas Chayaychi. And He redeems your life from the depths. Okay, so you see there it says Slicha and then Refuah. Okay, Slicha and then Refuah and then Geula. Right, so we have Slach Lanu, and then we have Refaenu, and then we have okay, so hold on. So the Gemara is going to challenge that. Lememra de Geula Refuah Basar Slicha Hi. Is that true that Geula and Refuah should follow Slicha? Talksi Vishav Rafala. But it says Vishav, which is Tshuva, and then it says Virafala. Right, so what do you do? So says the Gemara, Hahu lav refua de tachluim hi. No. You misunderstood the pasuk. Vishav virafalo, that virafalo is not a physical refua. That's not talking about physically healing. El refua de slicha, that's talking about spiritual healing. That's talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives you, so you're healed. You're healed from your spiritual sins. Oh. Says the Gemara, Umara ulama geula b'shviyis. So why did they establish geula as the seventh bracha? Amar Rava, so Rava says, Mitoch she'asidin li ga'el b'shviyis, since we're going to be redeemed in the seventh, what do we mean, seventh? The seventh year. Since we're going to be redeemed in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, during Shemitah, l'fichach kavua b'shviyis. So that's why they established the bracha of geula as the seventh bracha of Shemona Esrei. Asks the Gemara, is that true that we're going to be redeemed in the Shemitah year? Don't we have another statement that says Bishishis Kolos, that in the sixth year there's going to be sounds, right? Kolos, Rashi says are the, I think Rashi says here. Rashi says that basically it's actually Rashi doesn't say much. He says that it's going to be like a famine. Okay, and then milchamos, b'shviyis milchamos. In the seventh year, you're going to have milchamos, right? The seventh year, you're going to have wars, and then b'motzai shviyis ben David ba. And then motzai shviyis, Mashiach is going to come, right? So here it's clear that Mashiach is going to come in motzai shviyis in the eighth year after Shemitah, not during the Shemitah year. So which one is it? Is Mashiach coming in the Shemitah year, or not the Shemitah year? So the Gemara says milchama nami aschalta de geulahi. Now the seventh year is going to be the wars, and the year after Mashiach is going to come. But once the wars begin, that's called Aschalta de Geula. That's the beginning of the Geula process. So therefore, it's still called Geula. By the way, this Gemara is the source for the concept of Aschalta de Geula. We say that we hope and pray that Medinat Yisrael is the beginning of the Geula. Reishis Tzmichas Belaseinu. The concept comes from this Gemara. Umara Ulama Refu B'Shmini. So why do we say the bracha of Refua as the eighth bracha? Amar Rabbi Yacha mitoch shenitna mila b'shminis, since mila is done on the eighth day of a child's life, shetzricha refuah, and mila needs refuah, that's why we say the bracha of refuah, refainu, as the eighth bracha. L'ficha kovo b'shminis, that's why we make it the eighth bracha. Umaro ulomar birkas hashanim b'tashiyas. So why do we say the birkas hashanim, barich aleinu, why do we say that bracha is the ninth bracha? Amar Rabbi Alexandri, kenegen mafkiyei she'arim. You say this bracha as the ninth bracha because of the people who jack up the prices. And there were people who used to raise the prices of food. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Shavur Zeroa Rasha, that the pasuk that says that a person who breaks with his arm is a rasha, meaning a person who basically, you know, is holds things up and therefore he raises the prices, he's a rasha. The David ki amra b'tashis. David said that pasuk. It's in the 9th chapter of Tehillim. Okay, now if you look, it says actually Perek Yud. So that's what the Gemara asks. I'm sorry, Rashi asks that, not the Gemara. Rashi says it's in Perek Yud. So what do you mean it's the 9th Perek? So Rashi says that two of the chapters of Tehillim are really considered to be one. So that's why it's really the 9th. Vayiteru maro lomar kibbutz galios la'achar birkas hashanim. Why do we say tikab shofar, which is kibbutz galios? Why do we say that next? As the pasuk says, "Le'atem harei Yisrael anafchem titenu," that you, the Jewish people, will provide your branch, uprichem tisu la'ami Yisrael, and you'll provide fruit for my nation Yisrael. Ki karvu lavo, because they're almost here. B'kevan sheniskamtsu galios. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. So that's the kibbutz galios that the Klal Yisrael is going to come back. So that's why we say it right after Birkas Hashanim, which talks about, you know, Parnasa. So right after that's why we say this idea, right? That after giving your fruits, then we have Kikarvu Lavo. That you have Kibbutz Galios after the Parnasa. The Kevanshin is Niskavtsu Galios Nasadin Birushayim. Once all the exiles have gathered into Eretz Yisrael, so now Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the wicked. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'ashiva Yadi Alayich Va'etzrof Kibor Sigayich. That Kadosh Baruch Hu will return His hand and will purify from all the psolas, from all the bad stuff. Uksiv, and it says v'ashiva shoftayich kivar yishona. So first you have the kibbutz galios, Kadosh Baruch Hu is returning v'ashiva yadi alayich, and then you have v'ashiva shoftayich kivar yishona, and that's why we say we make the bracha ashiva shoftenu kivar yishona based on that pasuk. The kivan shenasa din min arashayim kalu aposhim v'kolel. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the wicked, so then all of those that are the heretics are all destroyed. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "V'shavar poshim v'chatoyim yachdav." That those who sin will all be destroyed together. And the pasuk, I think, the Bach adds here, "V'ozei Hashem yichlu." And those who leave Hashem will be totally destroyed. Okay, so that's why we have Hashiva Shoftenu Kvar Rishona. Then immediately following we have Velam Alshinim. Bekevin Shekalu Aposhim. Right. So once we have Velam Alshinim, that all the sinners are destroyed. Misro Memes Keren Tzadikim. So then Tzadikim will be raised up. That's right. That's Allah Tzadikim. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, V'chol Karni Rishoyim Agadeya. I will cut off all of the horns of the Rishoyim. Teromam Nakanos Tzadik. And then all the horns of the tzaddik will be raised. The kolol gerei tzedek ima tzaddikim, and we include the righteous converts with the tzaddikim. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, mipnei seva takum ve'adar tepnei zaken. Right, that's a reference to rising and honoring the tzaddikim. And then v'samech le, we have a pasuk right next to it, chiagori tchem ger, when a convert lives with you. So we see that we include the convert with the discussion of the tzaddikim. The Heichan Misrom Emes Karnam. So where is it that the tzaddikim have their horns raised, so to speak, are raised up? Yerushalayim. That's in Yerushalayim. That's why the next bracha is V'li Yerushalayim Yircha. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim Yishlayu Ohavayich. That ask how Yerushalayim is doing, and those who love it will be at peace. Bekevin Shenivneis Yerushalayim Ba'David. Once Yerushalayim is built, so then David HaMelech comes, right? Or Mashiach ben David comes, and that's why we have the next bracha is Es Tzemach David Avdecha. Okay, Shneimar, we're going to keep going a little bit on this Amud just to finish this inyan. Achar Yeshuva b'nei Yisrael u'bikshu es Hashem Elokeim v'es David Malkam. That after the Jewish people return, and then they want they ask for Hashem and they ask for David their king. V'kevan Shabbat David, once the Zera of David returns to the kingdom, Basa Tfila. So then we have tefillah, right? David HaMelech was Sefer Tehillim. Then we have tefillah. That's where the next bracha is, Shomei HaTefillah. Right? Shema Koleinu, Shneimar, Havyosim al Harkoshi v'simachtim v'es tefillah si. I bring them to the holy mountain and I make them rejoice in the house of prayer. V'kevin shebas tefillah bas avoda. Once we have tefillah, then we have avoda, Beis HaMikdash. Shneimar, Olosei mezivchem l'ratzon ha'mizbichi. Okay? That's why the next bracha is Ritzei. The Kevin Shabbos Avoda Basa Toda. Once we have Avoda, so then we thank Hashem. Then we have Modim.
Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Zoveach Toda Yechabdonani, right? That he who brings a korban Toda will thank me. So you have Zoveach Toda, right? You have the avoda, and then you have following. You have Toda. Uma ra ulomar birkas kohanim achar hoda. So why do we say birkas kohanim after hoda? Why do we say birkas kohanim following modim? Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am vayivarchem. The Aaron raised his hands to the people and he blessed them. Vayirid me'asos achatas v'ha'ola v'ashlomim. And he descended from bringing all these karbonos. So you see, avoda, following avoda, you have the bracha. Asks the Gemara, Ema kodem avoda. So why don't you say it before avoda? So Gemara says, Lo sagadaitach. You can't think that. Why? Dichsiv, vayirid me'asos achatas v'gomer. Right, the pasuk says, "Va'yirid me'asos hachatas." He came down. He descended from doing the chatas. Miksiv la'asos. It doesn't say that he came down to do the chatas. It says me'asos ksiv. It says he came down from doing the chatas. Okay. V'leimra achar havoda. Why don't we say it after? Why don't we say it after the avoda? Lo sagadaitach. No, you can't. You're not going to think that. Why? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, "Zoveach toda." Right, we know avoda and then toda, avoda and then modim. So asks the Gemara the same question we had on your Zayin Amud Beis. My choset the samchas ahai smocha ahai. Why do we rely on one pasuk and not the other? We have two different pasukim. One seems to imply that you should say it before, you should say it right after avoda, and the other sounds like you say it right after toda. So which one is it? So the Gemara says mistavra avoda vehoda chad milsehi. It makes sense that avoda should go together with hoda because it's really the same thing. Why do we do avoda? In the Beis HaMikdash, we're thanking Hashem. So avoda should be followed by hoda, and then afterwards we do the birkas kohanim. Umaro lomar sim shalom achar birkas kohanim. Why do we say sim shalom following birkas kohanim? Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, v'samu eshimi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachem. That you, the kohanim, place my name in the bracha upon b'nei Yisrael, and then I bless them. In what way does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us? Bracha de HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom. The bracha, the blessing of Hashem is shalom. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo Vashalom. Okay, we'll stop here for today.